There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What time is it?
10:15.
And what are you holding in your hand?
Basically, I had a... I couldn't find a glass, so I've put some water in a beer bottle.
It's really like foamy water.
Yeah, it's sparkling.
Sparkling water. Well, this is what my water looks like.
Yeah, but you don't like sparkling water.
I love sparkling water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
If I had a choice, I'd always go sparkling.
Yeah, good morning. Episode 11.
Yeah, oh Christ. 11, looking good, strong.
Strong. Shout out to Trev Plant, our biggest fan.
Really? We're already doing shout outs?
Yeah, I am.
He's not giving any money.
Well, he just gives his love.
Give us some money, Trev.
Yeah, Trev's taxes.
Yeah, no, thank you, Trev. Trev will see this in like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
He'll be wondering why we don't give him any support and love before. Yeah. Like, all those shares and that. And all those, like,
love
don't
it.
Care.
Yeah, episode 11. And we're going to cover men's stereotypes.
Yeah. Male stereotypes.
Male stereotypes.
Like the classic.
Yeah. The classic.
Yeah, so we wanted to go something that was a slightly more light-hearted this time.
Yeah, it's been a couple of deep ones.
Yeah.
Couple of deep ones. But I think there is still quite a deep theme through these, interestingly.
Yeah, because we don't usually have much of a discussion before.
No.
But we did for like 5 minutes and we discussed.
Yeah, right. Your eye all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. It's the beer you're drinking that's affecting my eyes.
Okay.
It's too early. It's like when you're on holiday, isn't it? You know when you go on holiday, you're like...
Well, I have just been and put my towel out on the sun lounger. So, oh, there's a stereotype!
Oh, isn't it?
That's a British stereotype. Yeah. Oh, that's a... Oh, no. I'm not going to say it. Not going to say it.
Right. Not that, what, those two words?
No.
Right.
Oh, I can say it now. I just don't know. We always say, that's another episode.
No, I don't.
We do.
No, we don't. No. Because I think the first few I did.
No, I mean,
anyway, do you want to stop talking shit and then we'll carry on? He's already had four bottles, by the way, so this could be a lively one.
So male stereotypes, I think mostly accepted as being funny. And there are some funny ones. But actually, when you think about them a little bit deeper, they are a little bit annoying. I think I'm going to say if the tables were turned...
We're like to females.
Yeah,
right.
I think it's quite interesting when you think about male stereotypes and then you think about female stereotypes. There's quite a big theme difference, and I think
there would be.
No, but I mean the male ones are quite derogatory towards men.
The female ones seem to be a little bit. This is from a man's point of view.
Of course.
A female might think the other way around. So it'd be interesting. So we should redo this almost one day.
I think we should do it next week. I think we should do female stereotypes.
Without anybody else week. On, just females. Okay, why are we discussing this on air?
Well, I don't know, because it's nice to include our audience.
Well, a minute ago you just said you wouldn't say stuff like that.
Oh, okay then.
Mr. Contradiction over here.
I've been told.
No, but it does. Males do seem more... what's the word? More...
derogatory.
Yeah, not as light-hearted as the female ones.
No, I think they've got more impact. I think they prop up some of the... I was going to say stereotypes.
What are you doing with my pillows, by the way?
I like building a fort.
You're like... There's another one over there if you want to...
Yeah, I might do. Yeah, there we go. Oh, it's quite nice. It's nice
because nice
it's morning, the sun's coming through. You know, I feel all nice and
good.
Cuddled.
And it's Good Friday.
Yes, it is Good Friday.
Yeah, it's not like a Friday and then you're driving off to work in a minute.
No, not at all. No.
Sorry, I was just curious about the cushions. You just look... I don't know how it looks. Yeah, it does.
I think it looks cozy.
You're mounding up. Are you... What's the word? You know when you're...
Nesting.
Stereotypes of females do start nesting.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, Dave.
Go on then, hit me with a...
What would you say is the biggest, most used...
Should we say our own ones at the same time? See if we come up with the same one.
Go on then.
Hang on a minute. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Man flu. Oh. We rehearsed that. How many times earlier?
No,
we didn't get it right once.
400.
No, we didn't actually. That's like, oh, you got a cold. You got man flu, have you?
Yeah.
If you show any weakness, and I'm not saying people are quick to pounce on you.
Well, I mean they are.
Some people, okay. Not all people. But if you show any weakness about having, oh, I've got a cold or something, or you feel unwell, oh, I got man flu up here.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I just got a fucking cold.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel a bit poorly. And I've always been, when it comes to man flu, there you go. I've just said it myself, and it's not man flu. Whenever I've been ill, I've always tried to do the complete opposite. And no matter how ill I am, try to still crack on.
Yeah.
Even though I think, God, sometimes I feel absolutely rotten, but I don't want to sit here and be like, well, you got man flu.
Yeah, but do you know, I think that's part of the problem.
That's my point, yeah.
Yeah.
That I shouldn't have to be like that.
No. And you, I mean, there is the opposite, which is quite a recent thing, but you can say bird flu for females.
Bird flu?
Yeah.
Are you saying females, and you say, oh, bird,
yeah.
Here's me bird.
Yeah, and it's also a play on the really serious avian disease.
I've never
disease.
Heard of that. Have you just made that up?
No, I've not, no. It is a thing.
Is it one of those things?
I think it's a generational thing.
Just trying to get a reaction.
It's a generational thing.
Is it?
I think, yeah.
Well, like kids sort of like, well, what did you do?
Well, it's just
why
like...
Why did you take such a sigh and look away then?
Oh, when I was looking
at
them.
Enough.
I was looking at them like...
You've had enough. Fuck off, I'll do it on my own. Take your beer and go
and have a wee again. It really annoys me because it's like... At the absolute, fucking ground level, the virus is the same. Right, it's a virus, and you get and you have various different levels of how it affects you. We're no fucking doctors, obviously, but ultimately,
I've been told by ladies I'm like a doctor sometimes.
No, you're not. And it's the same. So I don't understand why blokes are not allowed to be ill.
Don't know, or is there something? Is there a genetic thing where blokes do struggle with it more? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. I really don't know. And I mean, on a similar topic, and I'm not sure if it's a stereotype, but I do feel like it's got a place next to man flu. And that is, if you were to say to me, oh, I've got a headache, right? And I go, oh, sorry, mate. Have you taken paracetamol? And you go, no. That really annoys me. Or I've got the runs. Oh, have you taken something for it? Or I've got back, taken something for it?
But,
do you know where there's a remedy?
Yeah.
But you haven't, it's like, oh,
yeah,
I've chopped my arm off. Oh, my hand's on the floor because I've just put it in the door. Oh, have you been to A&E? Because you're bleeding out. Nah. It's that kind of... Yeah, it really annoys me. And I wonder if there's a connection there.
So you're saying that people can't say, I've got a bit of a headache. I've got a headache.
They can, but it depends what the intention of saying that is.
Well, yeah, but you could go on all day saying stuff about that, about all sorts of things that people
say. About 45 minutes.
Exactly, yeah.
But, yeah, okay. I mean, it's a fair point, but, yeah. And I know what women will say when this goes out, that basically when women have got a cold or an illness, they just get on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Women have to get on with it.
Yeah, we just have to get on with it.
Yeah, we have to get on with it. Yeah,
but blokes, they don't. They die, And that's a huge stereotype.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure is true.
I wonder if blokes, sorry to jump in there, I wonder if blokes play on it, some blokes. Like, well, I've got a cold, do you know what, I can't be bothered, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay in bed because that's what a wife thinks I'm going to do anyway.
I don't know, and I don't know, I mean, what do you do? Well, you said
I just get on, I crack on.
Yeah.
Only
why?
Been one, because I can't be asked sitting around.
Yeah.
Another one, I don't want to be seen to be sitting around.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to think, oh, he's got man flu.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it's 2 points. So most of the time, it's just like, I just want to crack on. I can't be arsed sitting around.
No, but if you're really, you know, like when you get that horrible flu, you know, when you're like, you're shivering, you're cold, but you're hot, and you're all your bones ache and everything. And
yeah, I've had that so I had COVID, and I was ill when I was about 18, 19, where I couldn't get out of bed. So I've had it twice, so I've been really poorly, really, really poorly.
It's a shame you don't feel like you can just, you know... I don't know, there's something
I feel like I'd probably be judged slightly.
Yeah.
If I was to lay in bed with a cold.
Yeah, which is not, it's not okay, hun.
No.
It's not.
Are you okay, hun?
I am okay, hun. Yeah, no, absolutely.
So what do you do?
Again, it depends on the severity. Like, I suppose if it's a cold or I'll take stuff for it because that's that's, you know, no one wants to be down.
No
one wants to be like kind of sat fucking sniffling and shit like that.
I tend not to take anything if I'm just feeling a bit poorly. It's
managing the symptoms, isn't it?
Yeah, it depends on the severity, like you said.
Yeah. And if the symptoms are causing you to have issues, then, you know, yes, it's only a cold. Yes, I know colds have been around since fucking year dot.
Mm.
I don't understand that saying, year dot.
Is it like the Big Bang Theory since dot? I don't know. Maybe I've made that up.
Fair enough. And
that's usually your place to make things
up. Yeah. But if the symptoms are getting in my way, like, you know, I've got a headache or, you know, I'm very congested or whatever it might be, I'll take something for it. Why wouldn't you? No one wants to be ill.
Yeah.
But I wish that I wouldn't be made to feel like a fucking 3-month-old baby.
Mm.
Ironically, a 3-month-old baby would probably get a fucking load of care.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you sit down, little darling.
You want a bit of milk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I never get any milk. You know?
You get offered any milk when you're home?
No.
Milk and a rusk? Do you know what a rusk is?
Oh, I do, of course I know what rusk is. Christ, yeah, that. Farley's rusk.
Farley's. Yeah.
Go on.
Move straight into another one, so I just want to get this out of the way. DIY.
Oh, right. He really likes doing a podcast. Just wants to get it out of the way. But, DIY, another one. Interesting. So, Dave...
You're back in. You're back.
Yeah,
with
I'm back.
Good.
But we're talking about, I guess, this again stereotype that men should be good at DIY.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm not at all.
No, nor am I. I'm in fact.
You're worse than me. I think we've had a conversation before.
I would say I'm worse than good. Like, I'm even worse than being... Like, just to give you a fucking, like, picture of how bad I am, I can't put up a picture on the wall.
If there's a photo, you just glue it up or something. Just sellotape it.
I can't put a picture on the wall.
Can you see? I can.
I'll end up getting a nail that big, right? And I'll fucking... on the wall, and then the crack, fucking ceiling will fall in.
See, no, I used to be like that. I remember one time I was putting up... What was I putting up? It was something I had to have a drill with. My kids were a lot younger. They were like, I don't even know if my youngest is even alive. And I was going, boom, straight through. And I'm like, oh, great. So I just basically put a little bit, like a hole above it, and then just hung a picture over the hole.
Yeah.
Useless. I remember trying to put a stair gate up. Half would have been about 20 years ago. You okay there?
I was just looking, I couldn't see your green light.
You turned it on. Yeah,
it's
you
on.
Turned it on.
Okay.
And I got so aggressive because I couldn't do the basic thing of putting this stair gate. I remember just aiming this thing across the room.
Yeah.
I think it went outside.
Call yourself a man.
Yeah. But I felt, and also my because my dad's so good at DIY,
yeah.
And I feel like I should be good at DIY, and I'm not, and I've only just got over that probably in the last few years. But I'm pretty appalling. But I feel like I should be better because I should be able to put up a shelf.
Yeah, but, you know...
Because I'm a man.
I feel, yeah, well, that's it. I feel like I should be able to cook a beef Wellington, but I can't. You know, I mean, I've never tried.
It's all right.
I'll probably just get a steak, don't you?
And just lob some pastry around it.
Mushroom, chopped mushrooms, and then just put... Yeah, it's basically it. But you see, it all seems quite an easy concept, but it's not. It's not that easy.
Googling's good now. And that sounds like I'm being taken the piss.
No,
like,
you're not.
But YouTube's, like, YouTube...
just a little bird.
All right. YouTube is amazing for stuff.
Yes.
I say that, but I don't do it. Or rarely do it.
I think, you know, yes, it can show... I mean, if you could probably Google how to do a triple heart bypass.
We should try... Why are you being so serious?
What was that?
It's just funny.
Oh. But I don't think you should do it, you know.
No.
But I don't like
but putting
that
up a,
kind
Googling,
of...
Putting up a shelf and Googling triple heart bypass.
Yeah, but
you could probably give one a go.
It doesn't matter
and
if
it's
I'm
not
a man
putting
or
up
not.
The shelf.
It doesn't matter if I'm a man or not. I can't do it.
I ain't cutting a hole in someone's chest. Do you do it through a chair?
I am good at other things.
Like what?
Loads of fucking stuff.
Shut up, you are.
Fuck off, you prick.
What are you doing? Good to open up the computer?
Yeah, that's about it, yeah. Another one.
What about barbecuing? As I can barbecue. Men do have this. See, I know people that can't cook for shit.
Yeah.
But as men, they're like, I do the barbecue. And actually, they're more than competent at barbecuing.
Oh my God, I've just thought of another one. Sorry, let's come back to that. Putting the bins out.
Yeah, but Farley though puts her bins out.
Oh.
Because she loves recycling. Like, oh shit, the bed. She's like...
Yeah, but she could still do the recycling, but not actually physically put the bins out.
Well, but putting the bins out, it means it's not... With us, you don't have to put the bins out. You basically tie the bag up and put it out in the wheelie bin.
Yeah.
So it's whenever it's full. So one of us will do that when it's full.
Right.
So the only thing it needs putting out... Per se.
Where's the bin?
Bin's out the back, wheelie bin.
But it needs putting outside, assuming the bin men don't come into your garden and get the
bin.
No,
it's outside, out the back, as in out on the road.
Oh, so it's already out?
Yeah, it's not on the road, but as in it's outside the other side of the fence.
Right, okay.
So it's just there, so you could just drop the bag. So we don't have to do it, but Farley does take out the recycle every Tuesday, that's her job.
Right, okay.
That's what, because she loves recycling.
Yeah,
and okay. Anybody knows her knows she's just...
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So
General with blokes.
Oh, there's like blue jobs, pink jobs.
Yeah.
Name some of the blue jobs that you do in your house. Or does it not work like that? It
doesn't work like that.
Well,
no.
That's good.
See, I'll clean the bathroom, I'll change the bed.
Oh, so this is interesting.
Who's
what you're now doing is reeling off jobs that you think are
women's
female
jobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always cleaned the bathroom. Like, yeah. It's always been, I don't, for me, as long as it gets done, you muck in and do it together. If people find their relationship easier to do blue and pink jobs, or whatever you want to call it, that's fine. But I don't see why there should be blue and pink jobs.
No, I do agree with you.
Because it should be everyone mucks in, does it together.
That is coming back to the male stereotype type of thing, isn't it? Like, you know, putting the bins out is a man's job.
Yeah.
Doing the barbecue is a man's job.
Yeah, very much. And you watch films and it's like the blokes always do the barbecue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's my job.
Because they call you, you just fucking burn it. Like, it's just... But oddly, if we're being really stereotypical, which we are, cooking, pink job.
Yeah.
You know,
it is, yeah, generally,
not,
yeah.
Not for you,
it is,
a
like,
chef. If anyone didn't
you know, like they're saying, like, the women, they had the...
Was
it the thing about women? They have small feet, so they can stand at the sink closer or something. Isn't
you
that
are
a common?
Get into trouble for saying that.
No. I'm not saying that's true.
Ooh.
But I'm saying that's what they say, isn't it? Because it's
a
pink
job. I've never heard anyone say that before.
You said it earlier. No, you didn't. That's obviously a joke, everyone. But I'm saying that's that, like, But again, that's that stereotypical thing. Yeah. And I know that's a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
But and it's, that, but it's, people won't take that as a joke.
Oh,
but
no. You're going to have people at the doors, like, yeah, fucking. So, interestingly.
Well, because their feet are short, are small, at least they can knock at the door and get at me.
Yeah.
The joke again, everyone. I do the cooking, most of the cooking in the house. Doesn't matter. I couldn't give a flipping rat's ass. As long as that. Sorry, I know I'm going off piece. When it comes to jobs
it's
in the house.
You're digging yourself
a hole. I couldn't give a shit who does what job. Like, no. Really, I don't care. No. Washing the floors,
I wash
the floor.
You just do it. I just love the irony. I love the irony of you listing off things that are oddly, stereotypically,
women's
female
jobs. And do you know what? If anybody's listened to the last 10 episodes, they should know.
No one's done that.
If anybody's picked up on it.
Five of them are out at the moment.
No, but they wouldn't have listened to this.
Oh, okay.
Though.
Yeah. Joke's on me.
Just drink your fucking beer. And listen, you might learn something, probably not coming out of my mouth. Anybody that's picked up on anything about me, they'll know from a really young age, I always wanted to be different to everyone else. Like, if it was always like, oh, women do that job. It's like, no, I'm going to do that because why do I have to be a women and bloke's job?
So basically you're taking women's jobs.
Yeah, they'll never, women's jobs, they won't have any. They shouldn't have jobs.
They should be at home. Take their cooking.
That's a good one, though.
Hey, why don't we sped up there for a second.
No, but that's the way I am. Like, if it's stereotypical that blokes and cars.
Yes.
Do you know what? I'm not like that.
No.
It was almost a conscious effort when I was young. It's like, why do blokes have to be into cars? I like cars. I like a nice looking car.
But you like football.
I like football. Yeah, I was.
Oh.
And oh my God, well, that's a road we could go down. Because football's in the family. My dad loved football. And I think I loved it because he loved it.
Well, that makes sense. Because you've shared.
Yeah.
Well, no, but taking that out for a second, there's all these. I'd love to draw the branches of stereotypes. Like, I think it'd be really good. But there is.
Multitasking. I can 100% multitask.
Well, yeah. I'm doing a podcast, drinking a beer.
Drinking a beer, chatting shit. There's three things you're doing.
Football, just really quickly going back to football. There's almost like sub stereotypes with football, isn't there?
Yeah.
Someone, do you know what? He'll never listen to this because we don't get on anymore. Guy called Ash, I used to work with many, 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 many years ago, right? I wondered how many times I was going to say
that. That was three or four years ago?
Yeah, last week. he used to say to me, and this is a stereotype, did you see that? Steve, do you like football? And I went, nah, not really, mate. He goes, you're not a real man if you don't like football.
Yeah.
I don't, what? That was word for word, verbatim, what he said.
That's a strange thing to say.
And then, of course, that whole voice. Yeah, verbatim. The whole voice. And then you've also got at football games. Why? It doesn't matter if you're fucking, like, the Archbishop of Canterbury, right? Or fucking Gary from the fucking Goat's Arms.
Yeah.
Right, goats don't have arms, but you know what I mean. Here I go, come on, here I go. Any football game, it's like you walk through that stadium, come on, here I go.
See, it's funny because...
I'm stereotyping.
Yeah, because it's just that's what people perceive.
No, it's not. No, I'm not letting you have that, it's not.
Yeah,
if I was to play a football game of people singing now,
oh yeah, no, but
that is what it would
sound. It's not the whole stadium that's like being like that. Ooh, lads!
But how do you sing when you go to the football?
Yeah, no. If I was to go to the football, I'd sing like that.
Right? Why?
But what I'm saying is, just hang on.
No, because it's important.
Shut the fuck up.
Go on,
for a second. That's a bit aggressive. Why? Because I suppose because that's the way it is. I know where you're going,
stereotype.
And you're not going to back me into a corner.
No, I'm not. I'm
but
just
I think,
trying to understand
but,
it.
No, but I think I'm looking at a different stereotype when it comes to specifically football. That, like, lads, beers, go out and fight in. And because that English football stereotype that we've got.
Yeah.
But it's not that way.
No,
specifically.
But
the
you
singing
go to
is,
football and you sing like that.
Yeah, no, no, the singing part, yeah. I don't go to football, drink loads and fight.
No.
But they've got that, the English, and we're really going off piece, so we
not
need
really,
to get back on track.
Stereotypes.
No, no, but we need to get back on track. Stop it.
Can I just say how nice it would be, right, if that stereotype wasn't that stereotype, and then actually when you went in, you know, like, come on, you blues, come on, you blues. Like, imagine how lovely that would sound in the football stadium.
Not if you were singing it, bloody wouldn't.
But it would be nicer, wouldn't it?
I suppose so. I don't really care.
Arsene Wenger was a Wenger. Like, it's just
yeah,
not...
Nice
yeah.
one. Sorry to Arsenal supporters. And the French. He's been rude to all the French,
yeah,
sorry.
It's just...
You've got a big apology to make. But there's been huge football disasters and abroad and in this country. It's like because of football hooliganism. It's the way the English are when it comes to football. And back in like the 80s and I suppose 90s as well, it was a little bit like that. But that stereotype isn't like it used to be.
No.
But I get what you're saying about the chanting, the singing. Yes, that's true. But actually the general, the way football fans are, aren't like that anymore with the abuse, and not the abuse, the drinking and the...
Oh, 100%. And I'm obviously, you know, kind of being over the top for effect. But yeah. I think that actually, and I don't want to follow the trail, but just to let you know where my head's at, there's a whole thing about conforming to stereotypes.
Yeah.
And I think... You know, you saying, oh, yeah, of course, when I go in, that's how I sing. You know, yes, okay, that's fine. But I wonder how many people that are just fucking normal, like, you know, old Jeffrey that works for Nationwide Building Society. Yeah. You know, oi, right, that's it, we're going to football. Oi, fucking smash him over the head with a bottle. Like, and that kind of, hey, you've got to speak like that when you go to football. You know, just because they've got to conform to the stereotype.
Yeah. It's like with rugby, isn't it?
Yeah,
rugby's 100%. Completely different.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, and
it's a gentleman's game.
I'm using football as a
no, I know,
thing,
but it's mad how football is so different.
But it's made different by people playing up to the stereotypes because I feel like it's like it's an excuse. Well, it's what you do at football, isn't it?
Well, it comes back to because football was like the local village against two villages coming together and playing.
Like Soggy and Biscuit. No.
And they used to play with a pig's
ear.
Pigs covered in... for God's sake.
Go on, David. Go on.
Was it pig's stomach or something?
I don't know.
And it was balls really heavy. And it'd be two villages going back years, I don't know how long ago. And they would have to get it from like one end of the pitch to the other. Obviously, but the pitch was bigger. I remember reading it in a big book when I was younger.
Oh.
And then, obviously,
it almost sounds like you're describing football.
Yeah, but the pitch was a lot bigger back then. A lot bigger. A lot longer. Don't know where I'm going with this. I need help now. You want to hear my brain. If you could hear what was going on in my brain now, it's going like... But the point I'm getting to was... So, there was rivalries.
Yeah.
So, it's just...
Gonna be, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, it is okay, but it's just like blokes on a Friday, they finish work, they go down the pub, Saturday...
Fucking stereotypes.
But that's how... No, but I don't think that's stereotypes back then, back 50, 60, 100 years ago. The blokes would work, so I don't necessarily think that's a stereotype for them. That's the way life was. Go to the pub on Friday night, come home, dinner would be cooked... Hopefully the washing up's done after. That's a joke. But that's actually the way it was.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? And then the blokes would go to football and then whatever and then go back
Friday
to work.
Friday night?
No, on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, and then Saturday would go to football, watch it or take part.
Yeah.
And then repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
Until Monday morning when they go back to work.
And then Friday comes around. Then because that's the way it was, wasn't it? You just go to work and... But maybe that is a stereotype, but that's the way, that's the fact of how life was back then. Whenever that was.
Yeah. But I reckon back then it was a stereotype. Because you got that thing. Oh, go down and come for a drink, Barry. Oh,
yeah, God. I suppose it was.
Yeah, okay, then. I got to fucking go to the pub. All the boys are going down there. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's there's lots and lots of stereotypes in life that, oh God, it could be. I mean, we're specifically talking about male stereotypes today, but there's so many. Again, just really, really, really quickly before we move on to the next one, like teenagers now are locked in this huge, doesn't matter what sex they are, you know, it's not called stereotypes, but, you know, you get a couple of popular kids in the year that they could do anything. They could start painting their hair in Magnolia with a brush, right? And the whole fucking school would do it because it's cool or it's been on TikTok or whatever it is. And it's... stereotypes are weird, aren't they? Because it's like fitting in.
Well, that's like...
If you conform to the stereotype because you want to... You know, he's just a kid.
But is that a stereotype?
Yeah.
If someone's going to paint their hair with Magnolia with like a roller and everyone wants to do it, is that a stereotype? That's not a stereotype. That's fitting in.
Yeah, but I think that's the next layer down. I think the stereotype is like what I've just done. All fucking kids are idiots.
Trev, do you see his fingers then, by the way?
For you, Trev.
Sausages.
All kids will follow each other.
See, I didn't. Because I didn't
want to... Well, no, because you did just say like, about 10 times that when you were growing up, you didn't want to...
Yeah, well, but I didn't want to fit in. I would have deliberately have...
But that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I know.
But arguably... Highbrow, I know. But arguably, that's why you're in a niche, highly skilled...
It probably is, yeah.
...industry, because, yeah. Running your own successful business and having... Fucking and cooking for Jürgen Block or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Jürgen Klopp. We call Derek the Dinosaur Jürgen now. I'll just leave it as that for everyone.
But do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Go on, hit me with another one.
Well, ironically, this is why stereotypes are funny, because they actually don't make fucking sense. When was the last time you got flat pat furniture? And read the instructions. Or anything, actually. And any fucking thing that you bought.
I'm going to absolutely, completely blow that on, out of the water.
Yeah, but we know you're different, David.
No. It's always shocking at DIY, as we've discussed.
Yeah.
Flat pack, just I'd rather smash it up than I'd enjoy just paying £100, getting out of the box and just getting a hammer and smashing it up.
So I get more. Which is what you basically did anyway.
Yeah, because I'd get more of a buzz than putting it together. Because it would make me so mad. Is Derek staring at you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because it would make me so mad that I couldn't do it. And I'd read the instructions and still couldn't do it.
No.
We bought a load of IKEA furniture, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months ago. And I was like, right, I made a conscious effort. You know, I'm going to read the instructions. And I fucking did a brilliant job. And Farley come home and she's like, oh, geez, you actually did it. I was like, yeah. And it was... And that was more of an achievement than writing the book.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'd never been able to do flat pack furniture.
No.
It'd always be like, oh, get me dad round, he'll give me a hand. And then he'd end up doing it and I'd like hand in the hammer or the screwdriver. I'd just sit there taking the piss out of him the whole time. And it's like, actually, I was fully grown up, like a full-blown adult, like a proper person, and put these units together, like loads of them I did, like, 3, 4 units.
Oh, it's loads.
And one was a massive one. Two were huge. And I know, and that's a big achievement.
No, I don't want to PP on it.
No, that is
a big achievement. I can feel so many females rolling their eyes right now.
Can you?
Well, you see, if you read the instructions.
Oh my God, listen, look at this. Is this Rhea you're doing?
No. God, no. No. But it is like why do we not read instructions?
I have a tendency to not to read instructions. I don't know why that is.
I mean 9 times out of 10 I think it's fair to say you don't need to read them, right? I think if Christmas is a classic, isn't it, when you've got kids, like obviously Father Christmas delivers absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And he always puts in a fucking one. It's not just that, It's in about 80 different languages. You know, it's...
You're like, where's the English?
Yeah, written in... And they never put English at the fucking front either. You know, that's another episode. And it's written in fucking, like, one-point text, you know. And you've got a queue of fucking kids bringing their fucking toys to you to make.
You haven't got the batteries either.
Yeah, and you're just like...
Dad's bought the wrong batteries.
Like, turn it on. You know, and it's just... Some of it's shit.
Yeah.
Don't... You know, it'll be like a fucking electric fire or something. That's a really good Christmas present. And it'll be like, be careful, it gets hot. Oh, fuck off. Of course it does.
How ridiculous is that?
Don't put this in the bath.
You buy like a fish pie now and it says contains fish.
Yeah, or may contain bones. It's just like...
Well, the bones thing I understand. But may contain... Oh, really? I hope so.
Do you know, packets of peanuts may contain nuts. I fucking hope so. I mean, there's literally nothing in it. It's just a load of salt. Yeah. It's just...
See
them as a waste of time.
I think that's probably... You've actually probably answered something for me that I've never quite understood about myself. Why I don't read instructions. It's probably because most of the time you don't need to. But if I... Like, previously, if I didn't read it and I'm, like, trying to build something or trying to work something out, I'd be like... Oh, God, no, it looks too stressful trying to read the instructions, so I just...
Because they're not helpful, are they?
I suppose not.
9 times out of 10, the diagrams are shit.
Oh, diagrams are awful, and this IKEA ones.
Yeah.
But I actually worked it out myself, unbelievably,
Little Jeff. Fella there, like... like, just trying to show... It's just... What are you doing, mate?
What is that person?
What are you fucking doing? Why is a Michelin man telling me how to make fucking flat-pack furniture?
That's a great one.
You know, do you know what would be a better idea? QR code on the side of the pack to a video. Someone's showing you how to assemble it. Boom. IKEA, you can take that. Save on fucking paper. You know, you don't need to print it if people don't want it. You got it all there. Someone's fucking making it. We see it in a real life scenario.
If Ian's taking a cut of that idea, I'm having a cut.
You know, simple.
Great idea.
Yeah, of course it is.
Fucking calm down. You are good at ideas. You're a brilliant ideas person.
But.
Hence why you're good at marketing.
But. Big but.
What's that? That's a hell of a finger.
Hell of a finger. But.
Why did you do it?
Just get on with it. Is there a stereotype that we think if we have to read the instructions, we're not good enough? As a man.
Oh, I'm doing
that. I don't need the instructions. I'm a man. Fucking, it's programmed into me.
There probably is some people.
Yeah,
that are probably a bit like that.
A bit weak.
Having to be guided. Yeah, no, I don't think I'm like that particularly.
We know you're different.
No, but I don't think so. Maybe when I was younger, possibly when I was younger, but not now.
No. What do you think now? You read them all day long.
Couldn't give a shit what people think.
No,
whether it's whatever.
Yeah,
but,
that's development.
That's another podcast.
Moving on.
What do you feel about that? I can't remember what you just asked.
What's that?
What do you feel about that? Do you feel if you read instructions that...
I can read instructions, and like you...
I can. Yeah, I know you like can.
Funnily enough, recently, with same said brand, I managed to put together some furniture without any kind of problem.
Did your 11-year-old son take lead on it?
No, I just read the instructions.
How did you... This is serious and it sounds weird, but how did you feel when you did it?
Great, because actually I normally get taken the piss out of.
Yeah.
Can't even...
Good daddy.
He's useless.
Daddy's useless.
Yeah.
I can't emphasise to you enough how amazing I felt.
Oh, yeah. I felt like a real man.
I was sliding the drawers.
Did you feel like a real man?
I was like, come on! Sliding the... Sorry if that was loud. Sliding the drawers like, bang.
I did
bang.
Cause myself
I'm still
an
talking.
Injury.
Bang.
Is that
bang,
the barn door?
Bang. See, anybody comment if you're listening to this.
No one commented last time. Oh, it's not out yet. Sorry. Go on.
You're too many deep now, aren't you? Does anybody else understand? From Cornwall, you understand what it means, banging like a barn door?
I understand what it means. I do understand what
you,
it means.
So have you lived on a farm before? Because I haven't. But
No, nor have I. And that shows, right? My
bang, bang, bang,
no,
bang.
No, no, no. Just think about the fucking physics for a minute of that. Right? Barn doors are huge. So, you've
go
got
on,
a barn
on.
Door. There's
no,
a fucking
but it's not
door.
Like bang.
Because it'll be
it's
like...
Not when it's not when it, it's when it's not quite on the latch.
Yeah, okay.
That's
so,
exactly what you're like.
So it would be like... So it would be like... Oh, it might be, but it's not going to be like... Is it? It's not going to be like... When is it going to be like that? It just really annoys me. When is it going to be like that?
When the wind's whipping up.
No. Never. Never is it going
to
be like
that. You need to grow up a little bit and go and live on a farm.
It's not going to... ever. You've not lived on a fucking farm.
Oh, I had mates that had farm. They used to stare and you'd hear the barn door banging.
Oh, God. Kids.
Go on then. Another one? Got any more?
Fashion. Men don't know how to dress. Oh, he can't dress himself. I have to dress himself. Looks like, yeah, just that kind of
that
thing.
That annoys me. I've got mates.
Have you?
Not very many. I don't want many mates.
No, no, I agree.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I don't want many mates.
Is that
mates.
A stereotype or is that? No.
No, I don't think it's a stereotype.
Well, it is. You know, you can't be too friendly with your mates. You can't show any expression.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it?
Jesus, Steve.
I mean, I'm quite affectionate. Anyone that is I was going to say is lucky enough, but I'm lucky enough to have friends. anyone that I'm friends with, they will know that I'm quite affectionate.
You're tactile,
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind saying I love you. I don't mind putting kisses on messages. I don't mind hugging, kissing. Obviously not on the lips, a bit weird. But I don't mind because I love them. People that are in my life and I love them as if I love a member of my family, you know.
Like a fat kid loves cake. That's a 50 Cent song. We should tag 50 Cent in it.
Yeah, okay.
Like a fat kid loves cake.
Yeah,
I don't know why I said that, to be honest. It's one of those moments where
what pops into my brain when you say that is the scene of Matilda where the geezer's eating.
Oh.
Eating all the chocolate cake.
No, fashion's a good one. So I've got mates. Try not to. Yeah, it's fine to say that. I've got mates. Are you all right? Have you got places to be?
No.
Why do you do that when we're having the podcast?
Sorry.
Oh, get me phone out. Oh, what's on TikTok?
Are you going to carry on? You've got mates.
Honest to God, no, I'm thirsty actually.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I've got mates.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Oh, my God, I knew someone said something which would have exposed them then. They probably wouldn't mind me saying, but I'm not going to. It's like he doesn't know how to dress properly. I had to buy him clothes.
Fuck off.
And then I've got another couple, actually, which I just remembered, and she bought, when they first got together, she pretty much bought the whole new wardrobe.
Fuck off.
Of like, and you're like, if you, and he feels like he has to wear these clothes. I'm thinking... Unless you're a male, you said, do you know, I don't really like my fashion. You know, can you buy me some gear?
That's another point.
That's a wrong, yeah. See, you've said that more than me, this
fuck
one.
Off.
I think that's fine, but I feel like sometimes blokes feel like they should be a certain way with clothes and fashion. So
yeah.
I've always been like, I'm wearing this. I don't care. You've definitely always done that. Isn't that true though? Have you ever felt you've had to conform with wearing certain things?
Yeah, I used to actually.
Oh, branded stuff.
Branded
for yourself,
stuff,
yeah.
and dressing smartly. Funny story. When I was probably from 16 up to the age of maybe 18, wasn't very long. I used to wear suits every day, even if I wasn't going to work. Actually, I went on a walk with Rhea once and wore a suit.
Was this when you were auditioning for X Factor?
No.
So you felt like you should?
No.
Honest Pop Idol. Shit, every time I get
it
wrong.
Wanker. And even up until probably a year ago, I'd want to dress smart. I felt like if I wasn't dressing smart, I don't think that's a stereotype. I think that's just my fucking issue.
Yeah.
But,
I think that is, yeah. But
now, yeah, I mean, no one's. I mean, it's nice when your wife says to you, like, oh, you look nice today.
Hmm. But you don't feel like you have to buy branded clothes specifically to...
Or
be a sermon.
Brand, it's not nothing to do with branded. I think it's more, you know, if we're talking stereotypes, and I think it's more about, you know, the fact that I'm not able to choose my own fashion or not able to.
Oh, when it comes coming back to that, yeah. No, it's just more specifically you. Did you feel like you had to? I suppose that's fitting. It's not stereotype. Sorry, move on. Sorry.
No. But yeah, I just think. Yeah, why? I do get how it comes about. Like, you know, who was I was having a conversation. If you won't mind me mentioning her, actually, because no, actually, I won't mention. But you know who you are.
That's a weird side glance.
You know who you are, and you'll know when you listen to this. You have a little chuckle now, are you? Yeah.
No, they won't be chuckling because they won't know it's them.
They will.
They were not chuckling now.
So I was somewhere the other day with someone, and they were telling me how, and the similarities again were quite weird. Their partner is exactly the same as me in way that I guess I do act like a bit of a child with my wife. You know, like I love cuddles. You know.
I don't think that's child. You
know. I guess it's a stereotype. It's a fucking stereotype. Like, but it's, you know, but she was saying, like Rhea, you know, for example, Rhea will go to bed and she'll want to read.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, but I want to cuddle. You know, I want to kind of cuddle, you know. But I think
that's not childish.
No, I know, but it's not childish, but I'm obviously cutting out loads of stuff, like loads of other examples that I guess might give evidence to
being
a kind of, you know, being the child in a relationship.
But I'm very childish.
But men are positioned, you know, as being the child of the relationship, hence why, you know, we've got all these things that, you know, we've mentioned, like not being able to choose our clothes.
Yeah.
You know, all of this, you know, having man flu because we're little schmuddles and we need to be, you know, all of these kind of. So there's kind of stereotypes within stereotypes. And this was a classic example that, you know, that we were talking about at the time. And it comes down to you can't choose your own clothes.
Yeah.
Because you're a little baby.
Something just dawned on me.
Go on.
Can you imagine, this is one of my long pauses then. I do that so often, really.
Episodes should only be about 10 minutes.
Yeah, no. This was a thought. So like women going on, you know, changing their wardrobe.
Yeah.
Turn the tables.
Oh. Ludicrous.
Is that blokes controlling their women? So, do you know what? I don't like you wearing that.
Yeah, oh, fucking 100%.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want you wearing that. You're not going out wearing that.
No, I'm not.
I know you're not.
Oh, my God, we've got to be so careful. No, I'm not saying that women saying to blokes, oh, I don't like that. I think you should wear this.
It's not okay.
It's not okay, but it's not necessarily controlling. I want to make that clear. I'm not like saying that's controlling behaviour. No. But if I heard a bloke, like if I heard you saying to Rhea, like, oh, no, I don't think you should wear that. You should wear X top.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dude, that's a bit controlling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I know I'm contradicting myself because I'm not.
I get it. See, we're trying to be careful. I get that. But I think anyone that listens to this, hopefully by now, knows that we're actually fucking decent blokes. We know we're not fucking.
And we did say that we're just on this. This is being serious. We did say we just let it have, just like having it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But I don't want to be offending people with it because we made the women jokes and it is just jokes. Nothing, no one should take offence.
No.
But you would be controlling if you'd done that.
100%. Yeah.
And I don't like that. So I can't see how. Oh my God, like you sat at a pub going, oh, well, your mates, oh, he, like your mates, like a female. Oh, Gary never knows how to dress. I have to dress him. I've had to buy him clothes. He never knows the nice clothes to buy. Well, Gary might be okay with that, but I'm not sure how I feel about that anymore.
Is Gary okay with that?
No, that's what I'm saying. He might be okay with it. Yeah. Is Gary okay with it?
But again, he doesn't feel like perhaps he can say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, again.
Oh, my God, we literally opened a door.
Oh, do you know what we're doing?
Opening Pandora's box.
Yeah, we haven't done that for a few episodes.
No.
Fucking come on, Pandora.
You realise you realise you're going to listen back to this,
yeah,
and you're going to be like, I just did it again.
Yeah, oops, I did it again. Anyway.
But yeah, no, that's true. I don't think...
You don't know.
No. It's just a glance at the time. Just to see how we're doing for time.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's move on. It's not appropriate behaviour.
No, it's not. But I think, in conclusion, when we finish today, we'll actually realise that none of it is okay,
yeah.
And I think that's the point.
I'm really surprised. I could talk about this for another 2 or 3 hours. I'm really surprised because I thought, oh, yeah, we could get a pod out of this and there'll be plenty of content. But actually, it's really...
It's deep.
It's made me really think.
Yeah. Let's just recap just for a second. Now you're in that mindset.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Yeah.
Illness. Patronising... You know,
it can come across as patronising.
Yeah. But again, turn the tables. I don't know. I think
there's a lot to think about that. Yeah,
there's lots of things, lots of little kind of, and there's two sides to it. There are, the givers and the takers.
Mm.
And I think, as men, we take it because socially it's acceptable,
yeah,
right? Which is not okay. And in the same breath, because I believe that, God, there's always going to be things that aren't the case unilaterally. But that was a big word for a Friday morning. Most women don't want to be horrible to their husbands.
Of course not.
Why would you be in a marriage,
Could I drop this bomb in for a second? But this might end up being a catalyst to talking for loads longer. I was watching this thing on TikTok the other day, and it came up about Channel 5, about this chap that had been abused for years by his drunk wife.
Yeah.
And they lived this typical lovely life. They had lovely cars, lovely house, blah, blah, children. And he felt like he couldn't say anything because he didn't feel like he was going to be believed because he was a man.
Because it's not a thing. It doesn't happen, does it?
And it really upset me that he felt like... that he wasn't... Sorry, there's that pause again. That he wasn't able to say anything.
Yeah.
Because he's a man.
Because it's not a
thing.
And
it's not fitting into, like... being that person, being a man, and sort of... not necessarily toeing the line, but having that... It's just really bad, isn't it?
It is really bad. What are they saying? Oh, man up.
Yeah.
Man up.
That's another thing.
Fucking what's wrong with you? Grow a pair.
Feelings. Well, there we go. One more. Just put it in there. One more thing. Feelings. Blokes are like, it's only things that started to change now, and that's 5, 10 years.
Yeah,
only
yeah.
10 years, 5 years.
Oh, but mate, it's rife. I think we see it as changing, but I reckon... we're in the minority.
Yeah, I do talk to people about the podcast and like, oh, I wouldn't want to talk about my feelings. I don't like to talk about, not even on a podcast, just two people.
No, yeah. But that goes with all of it because, again, with all of these, God, so much, isn't there? With all of, even with these fucking stereotypes that we're talking about, no man has ever, again, stereotype, complained about them.
No.
It's just a joke, man up, fucking grow a pair.
Yeah.
My wife chooses my clothes for me.
Don't do a very good job.
Fucking man up,
Yeah.
And that, you could argue that some of the things are quite trivial, but they go beyond that when men can't talk about the fact that they're contemplating suicide, or they're being abused, or things like that. And that is what these stereotypes
feed it
at a really trivial level, grow and feed in to one of the biggest unfucking spoken about problems in this country, the world.
Perfectly said, mate.
And it's and I hate to say it, but it is a lot about these stereotypes and the conforming to them,
yeah.
And there's, that was one of the reasons we said about doing this one. You know, yes, it's mildly amusing, but to bring it back home, because there's hundreds more, right? Isn't there? Dad dancing, there's fucking, you know, parenting, you know, oh, it's going to be crazy. He's going to take him out and climb on a mountain or do strange. You see videos about it online all the time, you know, when the dad's got the kids and he's like fucking chucking them around in the air and stuff like that. When
was I've had mates before that have had young kids, like babies, and we'll be left, like the two, me and the mate will be left, and the mum's going, oh, do you think you'll be okay? You'll be able to cope. You're like, if you said that to the mum on the... Do you think you're okay, love?
But
you'd get... So why would they...
Yeah.
So and why is it okay to say it to a bloke, but you... Not that you can't say it to one, but it wouldn't go down very well,
No. And it's... You know, and this is not, I guess, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be PC, I guess, but it's not. It is mainly a fucking a male problem, you know? I was going to say, you know, it could go the other way around, but majority of the time, no, fuck it, I'm standing by it. It is primarily an issue experienced by men, you know, that we are felt to feel inferior, but expected to be.
Yeah.
What the opposite of inferior
is.
Yeah? And I don't know why, and I don't know what that means.
No.
It feels like fucking gaslighting. I'm just going to put that out there.
I suppose it is a little bit.
You know, it's what it feels like. But it doesn't feel okay, especially at the cost of millions of lives lost through the inability to feel like a man can speak up, be heard, and express himself, express his weaknesses, express his feelings, and, you know, it's really sad. It's really, really sad. So, yeah, it's...
Biggest killer, isn't it? Was it blokes? We've said before, never get right. Between 25 and 45, so 20 and 45. Let that.
And I'm.
How's that even?
The thing is, I'm going to say.
The biggest fucking killer, more than cancer.
Yeah. But millions and billions are spent on cancer research every year.
Yeah.
Nothing, you
the
know.
The biggest killer. And it's the biggest killer. And it's not even something someone does.
No.
And no, it's not even something that someone.
You catches.
Catches.
No. It's
literally you
massively
taking your life. Literally you ending your life. Me ending my life.
Because you can't speak to anyone about it.
That's crazy.
And no one talks about it.
Incredibly upsetting.
It's like, shit.
Incredibly upsetting.
Absolutely shit. No one talks about it. And
this podcast is
for you.
Bloody brilliant. Mate. Honestly, it is.
It is for.
And I can't believe actually how good this episode's been.
Well, I think it paints a picture.
Like, oh shit! What's going on behind that door?
Yeah, yeah. Because again, it's not spoken about. It's so. Do you know what? We make it worse, as well. We make it worse, and I don't mean this in a beaten up way.
We make it worse
because we conform.
Oh, okay, right. Men make it worse, right?
Not me and Dave. Yeah,
this podcast makes it worse.
We conform.
Yeah,
and we conform because that's what we believe is expected.
Yeah.
But that's expected by other men as well, who are all conforming. And that's where my analogy with the kids come from at secondary school. You know, and I said about Magnolia on the hair. You know, like, I don't know why they'd be using a roller.
Why not?
That through. I suppose it'd be quicker. I suppose, yeah, it would be quicker than a brush. But a brush you might get on each... Like on each
hair. If I'm honest, I couldn't give a shit whether it was a brush or a roller.
But so you've got this kind of perpetual, like, I fucking don't even know what that means.
Just go round and round.
Yeah, it's just round and round. And so you don't have the. There's just no way of kind of getting it out. There's no way that the loop is just there and it's self fulfilling. So it is, it's fucking horrible, but it's banter. Dressed up as banter, dressed up as being socially acceptable.
Some of it is banter, and it's fine, it's acceptable.
When I say banter, I mean it's banter.
Yeah, when I'm saying banter, I mean like banter, like the dad dancing, because it's just funny. I find that funny, because I don't dance very well. I've never danced very well, so it's fine. I'm a dad, and I dance badly, so they call it dad dancing.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
So I'm okay with that, but the majority I'm not okay with.
No, I mean, okay, I don't like dancing because I don't like people judging me and saying, oh, he's dad dancing. So that stops me from dancing.
You name something else you don't do but you don't want to be judged on.
Not many things. I'm just giving that as an example.
No, I know.
You're happy with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with being... Because I'm a shit dancer. What do they say? You're a shit dancer. Well, that's fine. Yeah. You're a dad dancing. Well, same thing. Shit dancing.
Yeah. But I just... but that's what I'm... I'm not pulling you up on it. I'm trying
I know
differentiate between the two.
You can never say that, right?
It's... you know, the fact that it's called dad dancing...
Says old Shakespeare here.
Dad dancing. So that all dads are shit at dancing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if you look at it like that, but I... Yeah, okay, I think I'm just trying to give a more of a light-hearted view on all of it.
Yeah.
And like go, actually, it's not all like fucking pointing and poking and laughing
and
being wrong. And
but I think it, and you know, obviously I don't want to live in a fucking boring, like, you know, black and white world, but I do think that it's those little things that breed as time go on.
Yeah.
That it, you know, yeah, the little kind of, you know, the little prod, the little drip.
I suppose if you've been told you don't dress right, you're not conforming, you can't do DIY, no shit at DIY, you got a man flu. And then I suppose, if you look at it like that, then yeah, I agree. Okay, but
you got to be a fucking man, you know. So it's all the men out there, you know, I suppose the message is don't conform, really, you know.
If you don't want it, if you do want it, that's fine. You don't have to.
That's it. You don't have to.
Yeah. You don't have to follow the stereotypes. If you feel like shit, lay down. If someone says you've got man flu, tell them fuck off. Say, I feel like shit, I'm laying in bed.
Dave and Stave.
If you want to wear a shit jumper and someone tells you you've got bad fashion, just wear it.
Yeah. What does it matter? It
doesn't matter to anything.
Fuck's economy.
There we go. That's something else we should talk about. But
for now...
That's good, that I like that one.
I do like
that's
that
one. That's one of my favourite ones, actually.
One of his favourite ones, number 11.
Number 11. My favourite number.
No, it's not. Put it there, brother.
Thank you very much, as usual.
Love you, all men out there. Obviously,
love
other
you all.
Genders are available, but primarily men. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See how I bend over like this to turn it over? We need to get a better way of doing this, don't we?